Did you ever have a smaller, something smaller than a grind rock? Or?
Well, that's what you call an ember rock. That little smaller ember rock.
And can you just carry that along and work on the on a tool with you?
Oh yes, you can take. See, it runs on a handle too.
Oh, it does.
Yes. And you can sharpen a ply point with it. But back then, well, we always called it a blacksmith shop back then. Mm-hmm. We carried them, they used it, emery, you know, the bellows we called it, make wind, and heat you coal, and you stick your point in there, and take a hammer and beat it out on the handle.
Let's see. How about, what is a wet rock?
Well, a wet rock, now we use them wet rocks to sharpen razors with.
Oh.
Then when you sharpen that razor on that wet rock, then you took a leather strap and you strapped that razor on it.
I see. And did you have any special name for something that had a wheel on it and two handles and you push around?
Well, we call that a wheelbar.
Wheelbar.
Yes.
It's some places they call it a Georgia buggy. You ever hear that?
Georgia buggy.
I've rolled many one of them old wheelbars. One time, I rolled one down here on the old airport, Winston. I went by a fella and he said, "Ride him, old wheelbar, ride him." I said to myself, "Well, he's right, no worry."
Not hard to stay on, huh?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever hear of somebody who did some carpenter work and couldn't do it very well, but you know, do the best he could? What would they call him? What kind of carpenter?
Well, they called him a helper at that time.
You ever hear the word jackleg?
Yes.
Jackleg carpenter?
Yes, and I've heard lots of people say that if that man's a carpenter, the woods is full of them. I've heard that too, yes.
If they say he's a jackleg carpenter, that,
well,
would they mean he's doing his best, but or would they kind of make fun of him?
Well, at that time, they kind of, what I always figured is making fun.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, them days.
Mm-hmm. What other, would you tell me how they use the word jackleg? Just carpenters, or do you have a jackleg lawyer? Or?
Well, I've heard of jackleg lawyers.
That would mean that they
weren't. And I've heard of chimney cornered lawyers. Back then. Well, that, in other words, I always took it like this, that if a boy went to school back then, he got a education. Well, then he grows up when he gets his education and thinks that he knows more than daddy does. And that's what they call a chimney corner lawyer.
See. Those are from books, that's about it.
Yes, that's what they call a chimney corner lawyer.
If you had a revolver back then, what would you use to what would you call the things you
put in?
Bullets. Bullets. Yes. And the difference between, did you make a difference between shells and bullets?
Well, a shell goes in a shotgun. Bullets goes in a revolver.
I'm interested in the terms you used back then.
Well, we called them cottages.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And